Hello, everyone. Jim Stroud here. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get my podcast off the ground, I had quite a few questions, like how do I record an episode? How do I get my show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, all those other places people like to listen? But most importantly, the question I had was, how do I make money from my podcast? Well, it turns out the answer to every one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free, my favorite price, and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors too, so you can get paid to podcast. So, if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's Anchor, anchor.fm/start. Anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor to podcast and make money. That's anchor.fm/start. Do it now. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Jim Stroud here in a very special edition of the It's All Recruiting Podcast. I'm actually in Copenhagen right now, so this is an international podcast here. I was fortunate enough to speak at the Nordic Recruitment Day event in Copenhagen. Had a really good time, learned a lot, met a lot of good people. Actually, was very fortunate to meet a longtime friend that I finally get to meet in real life. You know him, you love him. His name is Hung Lee. He had a lot of great things to say about what recruiters can learn from software engineers, and I wanted to sort of touch base with him to ask him about that and a few other things as we wait to eat dinner here. So, if you would, sir, introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hung Lee. I'm founder of Workshape. .io, which is a recruiting company, a recruiting platform for companies looking to hire software engineers. And I've known Jim for a long time, and I'm absolutely delighted to finally make it on a Jim Stroud show. I don't think this is, I don't think I could deal with the honor of this, Jim. So I'm pleased to be here, man.
That's $20 I owe you right there, sir. I do appreciate it. I found your talk very fascinating. Mm-hmm. And I know that it would be too much to go through everything, but if you could set a couple of points from your presentation on what recruiters can learn from software engineers, that I think some of the listeners here might resonate with some of the listeners here.
Yeah, sure. So the title of the talk was, how would a software engineer basically do recruiting? How would you apply engineering thinking towards, you know, the classic stuff that recruiters tend to do, such as the recruiting funnel. And the big argument that I put forward is that engineers would actually have a much more modular view of how you approach a problem like hiring at scale. Instead of trying to stuff more and more people into a very tight funnel and forcing people to do these actions, you'd actually create a more a component-based way of working where each individual stage was independent, potentially out of sequence.
Thank you. For the benefit of the listeners, we're getting our food now. That's what's going on. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, as you were saying, though, Hung.
Yeah, and so basically, it's about thinking about creating a scalable system, which means essentially a process that can handle a growing amount of work without fundamentally changing the architecture of that system. And in recruiting, we always struggle to do that because hiring 10 people is totally different from hiring one person, and hiring 100 people is absolutely different from hiring from 10 people. And the one thing engineers have managed to do is figure out how those numbers actually don't need to mean so much anymore because they've created a scalable system. And so what the talk was about was to try and figure out what do the engineers know that we don't. And can we apply some of the basic lessons that they have and apply them to how we recruit? And that's basically the summary of the talk.
Very interesting. I posted some pictures on my Twitter. So, listeners, if you go to my Twitter account at Jim Stroud or follow the hashtag 2017NRD, you'll see pictures of Hung in action. I think a couple of videos are up there as well from his talk.
as well as, of course, comments from people who were in attendance as well. Good times. We're going to go eat our dinner now. We've been enjoying the beautiful Copenhagen city. And now we're going to eat because we've walked probably, what, 8 miles around the city today?
At least nine, Jim.
At least nine. At least that. So this is a very special edition. Testing out this new app too called Anchor. Don't know if I'm going to stick with it, but for now, let me know what you think about it. Tweet me your response. Give me a comment what you think about what Hong had to say and about this new platform. Should I stick with it or go back to what I was doing before? I want to hear from you. All right, until next time, this is Jim Stroud and Hong Lee with me. And we'll see you next time.
Take care, everyone.